Listener Production.
Hi, and welcome to White Bay Burnett Local News. It's Courtney Thomas with you. Taking a look at the weather first, sunny conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm reaching a top temperature in the mid-30s. More on that later. Now, here's a look at what we're covering Wednesday, December 7. MP claims White Bay is facing a youth crime wave. WBHHS responds to a petition calling for the board to be sacked. And severe heatwave warning still current. First, the member for Burnett wants to reclaim Abelgarra Park to put a stop to vandals and youth criminals in the area. Stephen Bennett is hosting a barbecue in the Mary Kinross Park this Friday to start a dialogue about the issues plaguing the community. He says everyone is welcome to come on down and join him to chat about youth support workers and take back the parkland.
For too long on Friday nights, we've seen an increasing number of youths use this park for drinking and other activities, and it's clearly disturbing the local residents who just want to walk their dogs and enjoy the park. So I guess it's a shout out to all those people, and particularly those parents of those youth who do understand that this sort of behaviour is disturbing.
It's as police data shows, there have been more than 100 break-ins, 400 thefts and 150 assaults in the Wide Bay in the past month. In other news, the White Bay Hospital and Health Service has responded to patient advocate Beryl Crosby's e-petition on the Queensland Parliament website. She claims patient safety is an issue at Bundaberg Hospital and has used the e-petition to call on the state government to sack the board. Chief Executive Debbie Carroll says executives from the hospital and Queensland Health have been meeting monthly with Beryl to address her concerns, and none of the patient concerns she's raised via the media this month were presented or discussed. A severe heatwave warning is still current until Friday for the Wide Bay and Burnett districts. It's as the mercury is expected to reach 35 degrees in both Bundaberg and Maribyrnong today. For more information on staying safe during a heatwave, go to the Queensland Department of Health website. And it's an end to an era for the family behind one of Bundy's most popular businesses. The Avoca IGA has been sold, with former owners Phil Hodge, his sister Kath Church and brother-in-law Clinton Church moving on after almost 21 years in the business. Clinton has thanked the community for their support over the years.
They've been supporting us for the last 20 years. We've had some long-term customers that have been excellent to do business with, and they supported us through thick and thin. And we cannot thank them enough for supporting us and being friends with them as well. So it's been a privilege to have those people in our stores.
Now to what's happening in sports, and Wide Bay hockey superstars Rebecca Greiner and Hannah Callum Saunders have been selected for the Hockey Roos squad in 2023. Maribyrnong's Callum Saunders got the nod after impressing in her last few outings. The Hockey Roos have their eyes set on the Oceania Cup in August, then the Paris 2024 Olympics. It comes as Maribyrnong's under-18 girls team finished third at the state champs yesterday. And it's set to be a big weekend in the Bundy Spring Cup. Minor Premiers Barbarians are prepping to take on East Bundaberg Pythons in the grand final. Both teams come in with a record of 6-2, with the Barbarians just ahead by points.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free, and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.